It's time for our Louisiana's Playground Best of 2025 Awards.
These awards celebrate the experiences and stories that stood out the most this year and helped shape the Lake Charles story of 2025.
Without further ado, the Louisiana's Playground Best of 2025 Awards. Thanks for joining us on Louisiana's Playground Podcast, your roadmap to all things Lake Charles, Louisiana. I'm Brady Raynard.
And I'm Jillian Corder. We're excited to bring you, of course, the authentic stories and experiences of Southwest Louisiana. We've got all the tools you need to build your own personal Lake Charles itinerary.
Another terrific show for you today. The last one of 2025. Can you believe that? It's cliche. Can you believe how fast the year is going?
But it's true.
But like, it's done.
Yeah.
2025, we are like done.
It's over.
Yeah. Kind of wild.
This is it.
Kind of wild. Well, we've got a great show. We're going to wrap up the year. We're going to do something a little different this year. We're going to have our Louisiana's Playground Best of 2025 Awards. It's kind of like the Oscars. We've sent out a lot of invitations and there has been no RSVPs. So it's an award ceremony with just us.
Nobody wanted to see you and I host the Oscars.
Yeah, we're apparently celebrating the experiences and the really the stories that stood out the most this year.
That's right. Everything we're talking about today comes through the lens of the shows that we did this year in 2025. The people, places, experiences, the meals that really defined what it meant to play in Louisiana's playground this year.
But before we get to that, let's, as we always do, open with a taste of Southwest Louisiana, a segment that we call On the Eats. Normally, this is where we spotlight just one place, but this is the best of. So for this one, we're looking back at all the food moments that stood out in this wonderful, wonderful year.
Yeah, these are our Best of Envy Eats Awards, and we've got five of them, so we're going to jump right into it. Let's start. Biggest food surprise of 2025. So we're talking the award that goes to the restaurant or the dish that really exceeded expectations, the one that kind of caught us off guard in the best way.
Yep, and for this one, we're doing episode 66, Bayou Boards by Gabrielle. And yeah, like this was completely caught me off guard.
I did not know what to expect when you go to Bayou Boards, known for charcuterie boards here in Lake Charles, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wasn't really sure what to expect. I was thinking that on a plate, right?
Yep.
But they had flatbreads, they had sandwiches, they have a really extensive menu of amazing, fresh items that are put together in ways that you just wouldn't necessarily expect. I think you had
the blueberry goat flatbread.
Yeah, there you go. That's odd. Yeah. That's not something I've ever experienced before.
It was goat cheese mixed with blueberry vanilla. Mm-hmm. Then there was blackberries. It has lemon zest and mint and then hot honey on top.
It was delicious.
It was awesome.
It was awesome, and you've never had it before, and you've never had anything like it since.
I've not had anything since, no. And it was so good. And so, yeah, so you talk about exceeding expectations, kind of coming from left field, if you will. And that ticks the box, right?
Yeah.
And the location itself, you kind of drive past, and it's easy to miss it. And you walk in, you're like, this is a cool little spot.
It's a very cool spot with a really really neat menu.
Yeah. So can't recommend it more for lunch. Yeah. And hopefully it will exceed your expectations as well.
This place, Bayou Boards, really reminds you that Lake Charles just always has something new to discover.
I like that. Well, let's go to the next award, the best place to take a foodie friend. And you know, we've all got them. This award is the place that we can confidently take someone that loves food. The kind of friend that notices the details, maybe they ask some questions, but at the end of the day, they're going to remember this meal long after their trip to Lake Charles is over. Where are you taking them?
I'm taking them to the Beckery.
Episode 65.
That's right. So just a week before we went to Bayou Boards, we were at the Beckery, which is such a lovely place to visit. Even if you weren't ordering the food, it's so beautiful there. Mm-hmm. It's such a nice place. I mean, there's so many people that go there just to like snap a picture because it's such a beautiful place. The food is so picturesque though, too.
Absolutely.
The food is not only does it taste amazing, it's beautiful to look at.
There's so much care that's put in.
Have you seen the croissants? Like, you don't want to take a bite of them because they're so beautiful.
Their owner, Rebecca Hoffpower, went all in.
She did.
And is so attentive to the details and wanting it to be such a Parisian bakery experience. Which, credit here, we had a fam tour in town, so a familiarization tour, essentially for journalists that come in and we kind of show them around. One of them was from France.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know what? This is going to be very American of me to ask. I said, how does this, the food, the aura and all of this compare to a French bakery? And he said, well, look, just because they're a French bakery does not mean they're good. Right?
It sounds good.
Right. He said, well, I have my cheap bakery that I go to. I have my really nice one. He said, and this one fits the bill for what you would expect there as well. So you should feel really good when you go there that you're getting a premium experience that even those in Paris can appreciate the bakery's bakery.
It's pretty good. I've gone there for a sandwich, for sweets, for salad, pizza.
And there is some rotational menu.
Of course, my favorite thing is the quiche. You just keep coming back for the quiche.
She says the quiche. I really, really love their strawberry cream cheese.
The Danish.
The Danish. That's amazing.
I've never ordered a bad thing there.
No. And so it's all good and definitely a must stop here in Lake Charles. Next award.
Okay. So we're talking about the best only in Southwest Louisiana dish. So this is an honor that should go to a dish that just couldn't exist anywhere else, you know? Like, it reflects the flavors, the traditions, the people, the cultural influences that make Southwest Louisiana, that make us who we are.
And what more fitting than episode 82's guest and on the Eats, Buck's Cajun Corner Market.
Yep.
They fit so much of that in that, you know, their menu has things like gumbo, and they do the home-cooked kind of Cajun meal that you'd expect if you, you know, go over to grandma's house. So they offer the very, like, in-your-face Cajun staples, like a gumbo that everyone knows.
Sure.
And then things like smothered chicken and pork and stuff like that, that you're getting at someone's house.
Yes, and it feels like you're getting it at someone's house, right? You can not only from the ingredients that they're using and the way it's plated and the small fun, like feels like you're in their kitchen kind of way of getting this meal, of sitting down and having a lunch there. It feels like it's home cooking because it is.
So much, and you've seen it through the first three, and you'll see it through every option that we choose here for our awards. There is so much passion in doing it right, in the details, in making it be authentic. And it stands out so much with them. And then the best part about it that is so only in Southwest Louisiana is it's not just the food. Because it's the Cajun Corner Market, as we've talked about in that episode, the entire store is filled with trinkets and Lake Charles-themed items and handmade pralines there in the front.
Yeah.
And It is so Lake Charles. It is the most Lake Charles store that we have.
To be fair, and if we're going to be literal here, the award is best only in Southwest Louisiana dish. Well, get this. The actual dish that our meal was served on, Brady, I don't know if you remember this, was handmade, artisan made by a Louisiana, Louisiana artist. So to be fair, it is the only in Southwest Louisiana dish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Literal
mind
is the best.
Mind blown.
Yes. I mean, technically correct is the best form of being correct.
Isn't it?
So.
Bucks is just all the way around. It's a fun place to stop into if you're looking for a gift for somebody or for an awesome lunch. It's a staple here. It's great. On to the next award, Mr. Reynard.
Best food and atmosphere combo, and this one for this year was a pretty easy choice because episode 80 gave us Crying Eagle Lakefront, the real premier lakefront eatery option in Lake Charles as they just debuted this year. The views are just as incredible as the menu that was curated by Chef Lyle Broussard. And they live up to every ounce of expectation that was lumped upon them, which is so incredibly tough. Not that you need clarification for what best Food and Atmosphere Award is, but if we had the little card, we would say, this award is presented to a place where the experience matters just as much as the food. The setting, energy, and vibe elevates every bite and makes you want to stay longer than planned. Yep. Fits the bill.
Fits the bill. In fact, we've been a couple times now, and both times we've been there longer than planned, if you will.
Yes.
Because
on our own accord.
Yes, because we wanted to be there longer. It's a beautiful restaurant, inside and out. The outdoor spaces are amazing. The food is
just
incredible.
Like you. Beautiful inside and out.
Oh, that's
Merry Christmas.
So cute.
Happy New Year.
So cute. But no, inside and out, it's a beautiful atmosphere. The food is amazing. It's elevated food. Mm-hmm. You know, last time we went, I got a burger, but it's not just any burger, right? It's very elevated. The way it's plated, how it's served. We sat out on the patio our first trip there, which was incredible, just to be able to look across the water. We did that in the daytime.
Yep.
But also we went at night and sat near the fire pit and ate out there. And it's just, there's just this vibe that I think we were really needing in a lakefront restaurant. And this delivers it tenfold.
It's going to sound kind of crazy, but I think the coolest part of it is that every seat is so different.
Yes.
So you sit on the side of the building under the awning and there's a fire pit and it's warm and kind of cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could sit on the balcony and you overlook the water and it's more majestic, right?
Yep.
But then there's a nook if you want the combo that is both cozy and majestic. Or you can sit inside. It's a little more elegant and
there's
upscale. You go upstairs and it's kind of the interior bar where like they'll also kind of rent that space out. But when they're not renting it out, it's more like casual, kind of sports bar-esque up there. So it's like five different atmospheres in one place.
It's got a little bit of everything. You know, when you first walk in, you see the brewery right to your left, which is really cool to see in action. And then there's some lounge seating type area, you know, that's a little more conversational, if you will. Mm-hmm. And then there's the upscale dining, you know.
Fair. There's that portion, too, that I wasn't thinking of.
Yeah. I mean,
like tapas.
Yeah. There's a space for, I don't think Brady knows what tapas are. I think there's a space for everything there. And, you know, a place where you can go on a great date night, but also we took our entire family and, you know, sat out and had a great evening.
Kids and all.
Had them in tow. But really, really good. And also, like you said, they had really high standards to live up to. I mean, this has been, having a restaurant on the lakefront has been like this giant drum roll for the last, like, I don't know, 20 years. And we finally have one. So they had a lot to live up to, a lot of expectations.
And we've talked mostly about just the atmosphere because I feel like that is the strongest part of what they do. But the menu
matches
it.
You can't overlook the menu.
The menu matches it. So it's so good and very diverse. You know, I've had the fish plate that was awesome.
Yep.
And then the last time I had the hot honey chicken sandwich that's like fantastic because it's not just breast meat. They use thigh meat.
Oh, well, and then, of course, the beer that's brewed on site.
Beer is so good. And so it's awesome and such an amazing addition in 2025 to Lake Charles. Finally, best menu that you keep coming back to. This is a cop-out category for us. Read the description before we start.
Okay, here we go. So this award goes to a menu that never lets you down. Consistent, reliable, always satisfying, no matter how many times you've been.
All right. We each could not come to an agreement, so we instead are warring co-champions here.
Yes, we are. Go ahead, Brady.
The only one. This is the only cop-out that we have for our award show.
Go ahead, Brady.
For me, I went with episode 70, Thai Lake Charles. Their menu is so diverse. There are so many options from curries and soups to fried rices and noodle dishes, pho dishes. There's so many different options and flavors and tastes. And every single one that I've had has been fantastic. And like the last time I went, I got something that I would have never gotten in 100 years because I would have definitely always went for the familiars.
The one thing.
Yeah. Right. And it was fantastic. Like I've had cucumber soup. I've never had cucumber soup anywhere. I had it there, and it was fantastic. And so I've been a half dozen to 12 times in the last few months, and I've gotten something different every time, and I've left with a new favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's not many places can do that. Kind of expand your...
And I've loved it. And so huge props to Thai Lake Charles for both expanding the palate and then giving so many options on the menu because they all rock.
Yep. Okay. So I went a little different here. I love Thai Lake Charles, by the way. This is not a knock against them at all. But I had to go with who we talked to on episode 76, but Twanies.
The sweet tooth won out.
The sweet tooth won. We had not talked about sweets just yet, and so I felt like I had to wrap it up with a dessert.
Sure.
But Twanies is one of those places that, first of all, has a rotational menu, right? They're always down for the season. They always have your seasonal favorites. I just had a gingerbread cookie delivered to me at work, and when I tell you that those went so fast, it was incredible, and they tasted so good. That's the thing. Any flavor you see from Twanies, it could be brand new. You can have never had it before. And somehow you know the quality you're going to get. And you know they're going to be consistent. Have you ever made cookies at home? And every single time you make cookies, they're exactly the same? Because I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't even do that when they come out of a, you know, tube.
Remember that you served me shrimp strawberry cookies?
All right, muffins. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that. But you know what? That further proves my point that they didn't actually have shrimp in them, guys. They were strawberry muffins, and for some reason, they smelled shrimpy. I'm still not clear. Stop. I'm still not clear on how this happened. I blame
that doesn't happen at Twanies.
I blame the oven. Either way, my point is, and thank you for proving it, that consistency matters, and Twanies knows how to do this. Like, Twanies cookies are consistent. They are reliable. They are always satisfying. They never let you down. To me, they check all the marks for this one.
And cheesecake?
Well, yeah.
And any other item on that menu is phenomenal every time. And
of course.
I signed off on this, but I felt like I was digging my heels in for Thai Lake Charles. She did so for Twanies, and so we shook hands and said, we got co-champs.
I also have a leftover cookie in my office right now, so I'm pretty jazzed about it, not going to lie. Okay, we're moving on.
From a great meal to some great moments, it's time for our Louisiana's Playground Best of 2025 Awards.
These awards celebrate the experiences and stories that stood out the most this year and help shape the Lake Charles story of 2025. And as we stated earlier, each of the winners were featured on an episode of Louisiana's Playground.
We'll introduce each category, name the winner, and then we talk through why it's earned this spot on the list. Without further ado, the Louisiana's Playground Best of 2025 Awards.
All right, first up, this is the most "I didn't know this was here" experience.
It goes to an experience that genuinely surprised us and really has expanded how we see Lake Charles. And the winner is?
Gros Savant.
Episode 75.
I was shocked. I have lived in Southwest Louisiana my entire childhood, went away for college, came right back, and I did not know this existed.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like someone should have told me. I feel wronged somehow that I didn't know. So Gros Savant is a lodge, huge area down there, right? Property down there in Cameron Parish.
Yep.
Okay. And they have everything from, they can take you hunting. They can do like waterfowl. You can see alligators. There's freshwater fishing, saltwater fishing. They do eco tours.
Yep.
And then the lodge itself is this grand building they can stay at. They serve you food. I mean, it's just the incredible experience there that apparently books up. Maybe this is why I didn't know it existed, because it books out like a year in advance.
Yeah, you have to plan it.
You have to plan this really far out because the lodge, people come from all over the world.
I was about to say, because everyone else has.
Because everybody's apparently heard of it except for me. And they come from all over the world to have this experience firsthand where, I mean, just this incredible look at nature.
I was aware of their business and the things that they did. What I guess I wasn't as aware of as much were the offerings, the many different offerings that they did. Yeah. You know, when I was looking for a hunting episode to kind of balance with our charter fishing episode, I kind of looked through and I said, man, they
do it all.
Yeah, this is kind of above and beyond the operation that they have. And so this was an easy winner for us because of what they do and the space that they operate. So what an awesome
experience
right here in Southwest Louisiana. Yeah. That takes basically all the things that we do really well in our nature and puts it together with a huge big bow on it.
Yeah, and this is one of the only like all-inclusive type deals you can get around here, right? Is that you can go, you can get certain packages there to stay. And this is like, you bring a group, right?
Right.
To get a package to stay there, and then they can like have a menu ready for you. Yep. To go. So it's really, really cool experience. That I don't think I'm the only one, but I think it meets that. I didn't know this was here.
Yep. Experience. And definitely worth every, everything that they charge is worth it because of the experience, and that's why they stay booked.
I just don't think you get anything like it anywhere else.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. On to now the best new experience of 2025. It feels like another easy.
This was an easy one.
Right.
This was a giveaway, a dead giveaway for us, because new experience 2025, another big drum roll moment for all of Southwest Louisiana, was Port Wonder.
Yep. Episodes 66 and 67. We featured him in back-to-back episodes. 66 focused on the Children's Museum aspect of it. And then, as you know, Port Wonder houses both the Children's Museum and the Science and Nature Center, which is put on by the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Department. And so we featured them on episode 67. And both were the conversations were so different, but both equally fascinating.
Yeah, and Port Wonder, again, one of those moments for Lake Charles where we were waiting for something like this, right, to happen. And finally, it came to fruition. Took many years to happen. Finally opens. The Children's Museum, such a hit. I mean, as the mama of two little ones, we immediately, Brady and I looked at each other and said, okay, we got to buy the family package, right? Yep. Money made, because
that's the best money that we've spent in a long time.
The best money I've ever spent. Our kids go there multiple times a week. Like, they're known by name, I think, by the entire staff at this point, because
the staff will sit down and color with them.
Yes, because they're there so often. They have such an incredible time. They absolutely love it. And it's a really great Children's Museum experience. I mean, one side of the building, if you haven't been yet, one side of the Children's Museum is all like very much a learning experience, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got your hands on how factories work and little chemical experiments and things like that. And the bubble area, you have your anatomy section and how the body works and that kind of thing. But then you also have your imagination world, the pretending to be a chef in a kitchen, or a rock star in a band. They have the little karaoke area,
or a news anchor.
You can also pretend to be a news anchor, or a meteorologist. I always try to get my kids really, really interested in that section, and they're not as interested as me in that section. I'm always just standing there and looking really silly, but that's fine. But the fire truck to play on, or the arts and crafts area where our kids are naturally drawn to, is just the coloring part. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. So if you know a family that doesn't have a family pass, and you maybe have forgotten them for Christmas and need to get them a gift for the new year, this is like an excellent gift.
Absolutely.
and well worth the money, because the kids will want to keep coming back. And same goes for the science and nature and side of things.
It's so cool, because you get to see, if you're really interested in the nature side, you get to see a lot of the habitats, and their exhibits are really, really nice. The petting tank is awesome. Mm-hmm.
There's a new game where you can fish on the game, so our kids are really into that.
Yeah. So both sides are so equally awesome. We have obviously spent more time at the children's side because we have children.
Because they're 4 and 2.
Right. However, both sides are equally impressive and awesome and worth a stop when you're in town, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, our next category, the best hidden in plain sight experience. Sometimes we take things for granted, yep. or maybe we overlook it until we actually go and experience it, right? This is a good reminder that some of the best parts of Lake Charles have been here all along.
Okay.
So,
episode 73 featured Southwest Louisiana beaches.
Look, the beaches, not only are we like, I don't know, 50 yards from one right now as we record this podcast, but those in Cameron Parish mm-hmm. as well. They're so beautiful. And yeah, they're not white sand beaches like your classic, you know, you're in the Caribbean kind of thing. The water's not crystal clear blue. But there's nothing that beats the experience of being at the beach to me.
But the beach still feels the same because it's still a beach.
It's a beach.
Right?
And the shelling, the people that come down. Oh. I did not know that people travel around the country to collect different shells. I just didn't grow up knowing this. And that's what people do mm-hmm. down in like Rutherford specifically. Some of the beaches around here are so beautiful. And you know what? They're hidden gems because there's not huge crowds there all the time.
Yep.
I think that makes them even better.
Yep. I mean, that's the whole hidden in plain sight, right?
Yeah. I really think the people that live here, no matter where you live, you take for granted the things in your own hometown, right? But looking at it through a tourism perspective, which is what this entire experience of me being a podcast host has kind of forced me to do, is look at it through a different lens.
Yeah.
And I think the beaches are one of those places that you're like, oh, wow, no, these are really special.
Well, and if you can remember, the title for the episode was There's a Beach for That.
Yeah.
Kind of on the whole play of there's an app for that. Remember those commercials there in the late 2000s? There's a beach for that. So are you wanting to be around a few more people where there's a beach for that? What about if I have kids? There's a beach for that. What if I want something tucked away that feels like I went on an adventure to get to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? There's a beach for that.
Birding, too. Shelling,
so
fishing.
So much of what we offer. And there's so many different beaches that we have here, both man-made, but some more on the party side, some on the, like I said, the scenic escape. There are so many different beach experiences here, and they're all right in front of our faces, and they've been here all along. You just have to discover them. And that's why I thought this was such a cool award to give out. Because you know what? Shout out Mother Nature. You did your thing right here in Southwest Louisiana with these beaches.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
As her representative, thank you. Thank you. She will...
We'll pass along your...
Yeah. She'll appreciate the note.
Okay. So for our next award, we're talking the best family-friendly experiences.
Kind of a cop-out, I think, for this one that's going to win, you know?
I mean...
Because we kind of... had an episode that
was dedicated
exactly to
family friendly experiences.
Yes. And so you know what? They deserve it. Episode 78, our family friendly experiences in Lake Charles one, where we talked to a city representative who specifically is about community engagement. And we talked about parks and we talked about things like the Children's Museum, all of the different family friendly activities for a town that has really made it a focus.
Yeah,
and a priority in the last 7 or 8 years that says, you know what? If we're going to win the long-term battle of citizen engagement and the happiness of our citizens, well, we need to make sure that families are happy.
Yes.
That there's something to do. And kudos between the park renovations and the different activities and festivals that we consistently mm-hmm. have. There are so many different activities for children and families here that we can't even list them all out.
Yeah, and we're talking beyond like, you know, we're not just talking about Port Wonder and the Children's Museum, right? And we're not just talking about different businesses that cater to kids mm-hmm. and families. We're talking about actual experiences that might change throughout the year. So the city of Lake Charles, I mean, it seems like every single weekend there's something going on, right? We, as the parents of small children, have been able to experience some of these just in the last couple of years. From one day there was a pet, a baby alligator, just outside these doors here at Visit Lake Charles. For the bat walk, near Halloween at Drew Park. We go out to Drew Park at night and you get a flashlight and you have a tour guide and they show you where all the bats are. It's really cool. To the Christmas experience at Millennium Park when the lights turn on and the lighted boat parade goes past and there's snow and their fireworks show, right? Or the fireworks at 4th of July. The city is really putting some time and effort and energy and money into making sure families have a great time. Ooh, the Great Pumpkin Trail at Tooten Park as well. I forgot about that one.
Just little things.
It's little things that matter.
And there's a lot of them. So a lot of little things, little becomes
every
big,
weekend,
right?
Every single weekend, there's something to do.
And so if you're interested in that, episode 78 is a nice place to hear about everything that falls under that umbrella. The next award on our show is the best slow down and stay a while experience. This award will go to a place or experience that encourages you to linger, slow the pace, and really settle into Southwest Louisiana. And what better than the nice little town that's kind of right across the bridge that has offered so much and continues to expand themselves. Episode 74, Westlake is winning.
That's right. So, you know, I think slow down and stay a while, and I think Southwest Louisiana beaches. But we had to give them the hidden in plain sight.
Right.
Right? We just, like, had to.
Exactly. So, and honestly, they could have both switched, right?
They could have. Here's the deal with Westlake, right? Small town, on the rise, I felt like. And again, one of those places that maybe you might overlook. A lot of people who are visiting Lake Charles are coming to Lake Charles and maybe not stopping in the small town just on the west side of the bridge. Westlake has a lot going on. So the golf course, which you frequent often, the restaurant there at the club, which is incredible.
A great restaurant.
Yeah.
The Max.
The Max. And then the park right next door, Pinderosa, which we go to far too often with our children.
That's their favorite park.
It's their favorite park. We drive from South Lake Charles to Westlake.
20-ish minutes.
Not even that. To this park once a week. And that's why we feel like this is a place that people just should not overlook. So Pinderosa Park is an incredible experience. The fall fest that they put on every year, that the community of Westlake puts on for Halloween, incredible. Mm-hmm. Like an incredible amount of people, so well done. It's amazing. And then the new Lazy Gator Water Park.
Yep.
A water park in Southwest Louisiana.
A legit water park.
A legit water park that, like, we definitely need it. It's got the lazy river, got tall water slides. It's got, like, a fun little splash pad for the little ones, a huge pool. I don't know. They keep growing and expanding out there in Westlake in ways that I think are just really important. And, again, have people in mind, not just the visitors, but the people who live here and want to not just slow down and stay a while on their trip to Southwest Louisiana, but want to buy up a place and call this home.
Well, and that's why I felt like it is so perfect for this award, because it's a place that rewards you the more you stay a while, right?
Yeah. Like, the longer you're there, the more you realize.
And you're like, man, I really enjoyed this. They've got great restaurants. There's so much about what they're doing there. And we talked about it in the conversation with their mayor, Hal McMillan, that you get rewarded the longer that you stay and slow down. And so that's why I think that they encapsulated it perfectly and are well-deserved of the recognition. The next award, the penultimate award, will go to Best Lake Charles Soundtrack Moment. Now, I know it kind of, bear with me. This award recognizes a moment where the sound and energy perfectly matches the setting and captures what Lake Charles feels like at its best. One of those places when you close your eyes and you just say, yeah, this is it. So for me, that's episode 81, Accessible Outdoor Adventures, because all of those activities that we talked about on that episode, and that was really geared towards being accessible to all, whether it is a disability or of any sort or no disability at all, that it's accessible to all. And I thought, how perfect is that? Is that especially in the outdoor areas, talking about things like the Creole Nature Trail, maybe it's our beaches, any of those that everyone's welcome. Everyone has access to it. And that is Lake Charles at its best, is that our strongest natural resource. And you can close your eyes and just, whether you're on the Creole Nature Trail, maybe you're driving, or maybe you're fishing, or any of those
things. Sam Houston Jones State Park, we talked a lot about in that episode.
You close your eyes and you can hear it, the sounds and the feeling. And I've said, yep, that's it. That's the one.
That's the one. Love that. Love that. And yeah, and go back to that episode, episode 81, to hear all about those different outdoor adventures. And really, I don't know, I think it's so important. And after talking to Kaylee in that episode, my eyes opened a little bit, right? She really brought things into perspective, I feel like, mm-hmm. of who we're leaving out of yep. certain things.
Unintentionally.
Unintentionally. We don't even necessarily think about it, but we should. And she's just really good at kindly reminding people to do that. And I think we're pushing the city, this entire area, in a really, really good direction. And that was one of my favorite episodes, one of my favorite conversations, actually.
And then let's wrap it up with our final award, the best podcast story guest moment of 2025. This one's so unique. So we're going to honor the single story or moment that best captures the spirit of Louisiana's playground in 2025. We caught kind of lightning in a bottle. It all kind of worked out for episode 72. And it was our conversation with L'Auberge and their representative, Bobby Thornton, because he was the man behind the Jace and Josh experience that we kind of had there for, like, what was it, like about a week, 2 week long?
Yeah. So if you don't remember, these two influencers, travel vloggers, if you will.
From across the pond,
came over to the States and were staying somewhere else in Louisiana. Didn't have a great experience. Somebody from L'Auberge jumped in their DMs and said, well, why don't you come down here? And they did. And what a viral sensation it became. They had so much fun at L'Auberge and all around Lake Charles. They went and found alligators. They ate at all the best places. I mean, they truly experienced Lake Charles the way we do, you know, for work. They really went and did it all and had such an incredible following through it all that I think it did amazing things, I think, for tourism here and to open people's eyes across the world that of what Louisiana and Southwest Louisiana have to offer.
Yeah, and if you're not from here, you may not have seen the story. I'm not sure quite, you know, algorithms are a funny thing. But here, everyone was talking about
it. That's all anybody was talking about.
And then we were able to get the man behind the DM.
That's right.
To come on and kind of give us the behind the scenes on the story, which was so cool. And
so it's funny.
It was
an
awesome moment.
It's funny, though, because I follow Jace and Josh on social media, right? And they're still talking about it. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, it seems like every couple of months are like, oh, it's been 4 months since we were there. Oh, it's been 6 months since we were there.
Yes.
Like, they keep looking back on it so fondly and then trying to open their eyes to, like, open the eyes of other people to Louisiana. I think a lot of fans also have sent them things. I think they opened up a big box of, like, Tony Sacheries and other, you know, spices and things like that.
Yep.
So it just was, like, the funnest moment in 2025, and that's why it's, I think, so deserving of this award.
Well, as we look back on 2025, I think, hopefully, at least it is for us, it's clear that there's no single way to experience Lake Charles.
Yep.
So, whether you're here for our food, outdoors, events like festivals and those types of things, maybe it's time to just slow down, right? I think Louisiana's Playground has something for you.
I think so. Whether you're here for a long time or a good time, we've got it all.
So thank you for taking time out of your day to join us on the podcast. As we always say, if you enjoyed the show, please follow up, leave us a rating or a review.
This helps us grow our audience and further share the unique experiences of Lake Charles in Southwest Louisiana. Go to visitlakecharles.org/podcast for more episodes, advice on where to eat, and events that are happening this weekend. I'm Jillian Corder.
And I'm Brady Raynard. Thanks again for coming to play at Louisiana's Playground. Sit you.